Coming up tonight on the ReaperCast, episode 91. In hardware news, will the PS5 release in 2019? Is the Xbox All Access program a good deal? There's plenty of early access as DayZ comes to the Xbox and Scum comes to PC. CD Projekt Red finally shows gameplay from Cyberpunk 2077. Get our thoughts on whether this looks good or not. We're a week away from Destiny Forsaken DLC. Get our thoughts along with special guest Valiant Victory. I'd say that Lala has a rant today, but would that really surprise anybody? It's time for the ReaperCast.
Round one, fight!
The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres, but our roots are in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, drink of choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. And now, it's time for the ReaperCast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grim Reaper Gamers ReaperCast. I am Johnny Hustler. It is episode number 91, and we've got a lot to talk about, so let's go around the horn. First, it's the second chair. It is my partner in crime, my intrepid co-host, getting ready for school to start again. Jammer, how the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
Fuck school, kids. I'm drinking a Sam Summer Ale. I was consoleless for a while, so I toyed around with some free WoW levels just to do something on my PC last week. But I've been playing some Elder Scrolls Online, my Neverwinter once in a while. I picked up Golf Club, the new Golf Club today, and that looks like it has promise. Hopefully we can get some other people into maybe our little clubhouse there. And then, John, what I plan on doing tonight on the episode because of a guest who I won't name because I, you know, that's your job, because of what we're mainly going to be talking about. I have the Phillies on my iPad up here. And then Spider-Man 3 is on my TV over here. And I think Spider-Man 3, as bad as it is my preference over the main thing that we're discussing tonight.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's get around the horn so you know who he's talking about. I heard him just laughing just now. So third chair. He is the grimmest of all reapers, the man behind the tomato meter, the head grumpkin himself, Lala Calamari Jack. How the hell are you? What you drinking and what you playing?
Wait a second. So Jammer's playing free WoW? I sent him $15 to pay for the subscription.
Sucker.
What the? Oh, my God. Yeah, so, okay, I'm doing fine. I'm drinking Yingling Golden Pilsner. It's cheap. It's actually pretty decent. And I'm waiting for the fall to hit to get some Oktoberfest beers.
I have Sam Oktoberfest in my fridge.
Yeah, it's just too hot right now. It's like 8 million degrees outside, so I'm going to wait till it gets a little cooler.
Speaking of beer, I have a good quick question here, John. And, well, Nebraska, forget it. You don't understand these things, but maybe Lala can help me out here. So this German Singing Society, not too far from where I work, used to have Oktoberfest Labor Day weekend. Used to go all the time, but unfortunately they're selling the place, so they're done. Place where I have my home, drove by a German place. They had their Oktoberfest 2 weeks ago. Why does everybody have Oktoberfest in August?
I don't know. Konstadters in Philly would do that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ours is usually be late September at the earliest.
Yeah.
Late September, early October. I don't know if our local German society still has one. Well, my hometown, 30 minutes away, has
a local
one.
German club, Erzgeberg, they're having theirs, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look and see if the Liederkranz here in Grand Island still has it or not.
Grand Island, you say?
Grand Island, I say.
An island?
Yes, there's an island.
Well,
all right. I was just curious about that.
I have been playing... Before Jammer interrupted me, I have been playing Elder Scrolls as usual. I have a fully maxed out character, completely geared out, 100% perfect build. No random shit on my build. I've been running around PvP, playing Battlegrounds and Cyrodiil. Also, I've been playing some Fortnite, and I have been playing even some PUBG. So that is installed on the hard drive.
I can even verify that. I can verify it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yes. Johnny was even in.
Mm-hmm. Last week.
Johnny joined us. I think Johnny has more hours in PUBG on the Xbox than he does on PC.
Yes, I do.
2.5 hours on the PC.
He's got 3 hours on Xbox.
I got 5. There you go.
He talks like 5's a big deal. Yeah. I got 5.
Well,
PJ
for
PJ's
putting up with
like 450 hours.
For putting up with 5. PUBG on Xbox, 5 hours is a lot.
Yeah. it's a special experience on the Xbox.
Yes.
It's actually it's not awful on the X, but yeah, it's I know, like, we're playing and like everybody's not even loaded in and we're in the airplane almost on the edge of the map. And Beer's like, I can't see. I'm just going to press jump. I'm like, okay. This is where we go. Good game.
Yeah. Now, all right. Fourth chair. We have a fourth chair today for a very special reason for a release coming up next week. He is the man that still loves the lore of the world of Destiny. Valiant Victory. Valiant, how the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
I think for me, you don't really have to ask what I'm playing.
Oh, yeah, that was a dumb question.
But Destiny. But, and I have played ESO in the long distant past. But I'm drinking a Not Your Father's Root Beer because that's, you know, what I drink. For the Reaper cast, at least. But yeah, I do want to throw in something from the Oktoberfest. We have 3 of them here in the capital region. And one in Saratoga and one in Albany, one in Schenectady. They're all 3 weeks in a row, and 2 of them are actually in October. So
oh, there you go.
2/3 of the Oktoberfest in our area are in October.
Well, what do you know? Some people don't know what German actually means. We have some Oktoberfest hitting here. Well, we got the beers hitting here, and I know we got some festivals coming up. When? I'm not sure. Far as what I'm playing,
do you wear like lederhosen under the overalls or over them?
It's overall hosen.
Okay.
Nice. They're denim.
Both.
They're not the green cloth. They're denim.
It's denim. Yeah. Denim lederhosen. Only in Nebraska.
There you go. I'm sorry, John, what are you playing?
Well,
for 2 minutes?
Some PUBG last week, some Madden. That's about it. What's that look for, Valiant?
Lala did a camera thing.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, what did I forget something?
Right.
I am drinking something a little different this week. Kinkada Brewing, who makes the Devil's Gap beer, they're out of Broken Bow that I really love, that I drink quite a bit. They have an interesting beer. It's called Moscow Mule Ginger and Lime Ale. And it's different. It's interesting. I'm not sure how well I like it. It's way different.
Well, if you're not sure, that pretty much tells you you don't like
it. Well, it's okay. I'll give it okay. It's okay. Not,
it's got alcohol in it, so it's got a plus side there.
Mm-hmm. That's always bad. Not bad. That's always good. That's always good.
Is it beer? Right. Is it like a? It sounds like it's a woman's drink.
No, it's an ale. I mean, I like Moscow Mules. It's just a little different with the ginger and lime. It's a little a little sourish, tangy type thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird. It's kind of, it's a real light one. It's almost as light as a shandy.
Hmm.
It's interesting. I think I tried it last summer, but I tried just a little sample of it, so I didn't get a real good idea what it was.
It's like Dogfish Head. They like to make these like really messed up beers, like just stuff that doesn't make any sense, and they throw it out. And
somebody handed me s'mores beer, and because it was free, I tried to drink through it. Oh, God.
I have what in the garage? Oh, a cinnamon bun beer.
Oh,
yeah, I have. It was a 4-pack. It was a Southern Tier. I drank one of them, and the other 3 are sitting in there, and I'll probably use them for like a beer can chicken or something.
Mm-hmm. My friend who works for the Anheuser-Busch distributor in the area gave me Michelob was trying to release a chocolate beer. That was shit. That was just god awful. there are no other words. I drank that thing. I looked at him. I said, I don't want to speak to you again.
can I send you one of those?
Huh? One of those? Yeah. Can I please send you one? Don't. Yeah. Please don't. Oh my god. All right. Let's get on with the show here. Jack, has something pissed you off today?
Yes. So my episode, this episode, it's a repeat. It's a repeat from previous rants. And it has to do with fanboys and the way they valiantly defend their games. No, my real rant this week is with the upcoming Destiny expansion and Forsaken coming out, we're really making a big, huge push to increase both our Xbox community and as well as our PS4 and possibly even our PC side. And we are hampered with the fucking 100-player limit. Once again, we're playing musical chairs with the clans, moving people around so we can create enough room so we can actually recruit and get a decent active community on both sides. I can't tell you how much this pisses me off. This thing just pisses me off. There's no reason for this. Games, other games have larger clans. You look at a game like Elder Scrolls Online that has 500 members. So this is strictly a Bungie issue. This is something from them taking code over from Halo 1 with the original Xbox and the 100-player limit on that. It hurts large gaming communities and a community like ours, which, you know, we're going to have a couple hundred players and we're going to be jockeying active members in and out of the the Destiny clans. It's very painful. And I you remove people, I PM people, I send them messages. I go through all this trouble hoping not to piss anybody off. But, you know, people get pissy about stuff like this. It's just causes a lot of drama that's not needed. It shouldn't be needed. But so that's my rant. My rant's just the 100-player limit. It's a repeat from when Destiny 2 came out. I had this rant.
Valiant defends it.
I don't think he's going to defend the 100-player limit. I think he's on board with me with this.
As someone who does development, it just baffles me because it's a goddamn variable. I mean, that's what it is. It's a you know, X equals 100. Find it. Add a zero. The database should be perfectly fine. Space on the drive is no problem these days. I mean, God, come on. It's just you're using legacy code. As someone who has dealt with a lot of legacy code in his life, you are dealing with legacy code, and they just don't want to dig in and find that damned X equals 100 variable and fix it.
I read on Reddit about stories from communities that are even larger than ours, where they have 5 or 6, 7 Destiny clans running because they have so many people. It's just nuts. So,
Their people are playing across clans, so they're not getting some of the benefits. Or, for example, in the Solstice of Heroes, you had to do certain things with clan mates. And if you had different versions of the clan, I can't do that with you. I have to do it with you. I can't do it. Nope, sorry. I got to find two other people that are in the same one. And if we're all GRG and we're in two different clans, it doesn't count. No. So it creates absolutely fixable problems that they're unwilling to look at. I don't know. It just makes no sense that it would still exist.
No, I wish it was something they would address. I don't know.
It's stupid. It is utterly stupid. Yeah. I think we're going to find full agreement on that here. I mean, my God.
And we spend the amount of time we spend babysitting, getting people out that aren't playing and people in the right clans. And we move people over to clan 2 before. Now we're moving people to clan 1. It's a lot of work for a stupid thing.
I just PM'd a whole list of PS4 guys and saying, just to remind them, like, listen, this is what's happened. And I formed the two different links in the forums. I'm like, we need space. I want you guys to grow, and you're going to need a decent sized community. So I have to go through the trouble PMing them, responding to all that nonsense, making sure they understand. It just creates a lot of extra headache that doesn't need to be there.
John?
Yes.
See, we're already starting to talk about Destiny, and it's odd that the timing is right around the same time as emo Peter Parker. Is that a coincidence? Or
well, You're watching the old Spider-Man movies. Is there anything but emo Peter Parker? I mean,
well, but this is when it gets really bad. But it's still better than Destiny talking.
The first two Spider-Man was they were good. Number two was great. I thought it was a great movie, and I like the dance move, the emo Spider-Man. I kind of mimic it at home when I'm by myself, have a few beers in me. I'll send you guys a video.
Oh, good. All right, so I can't do my rant about pot smokers. No,
that was I was just baiting Valiant a little bit with that stuff.
Well, shit,
he's an easy target.
Damn it! All right. So once again, we know something. Yes, has pissed Lala off. I know you're shocked. All right, let's talk about events. GrimReaperGamers.com/events is where the event calendar is, and also check out the forums at forums.GrimReaperGamers.com. As usual, Wednesday nights are our clan nights. We had some good PUBG going on. We have Call of Duty going on. Valiant's running the shit out of Destiny still, and it'll be even more so next week when Forsaken comes out. Although there was an update today, wasn't there?
Huge update.
Okay. So, yeah, an update today. There will be Destiny tomorrow night. Elder Scrolls, you DLC. Name it. Yeah, the DLC. Plenty of stuff going on. Check us out, GrimReaperGamers.com/events and forums.GrimReaperGamers.com. And is also one I forgot to mention, the Madden League is still going strong. So, plenty of events to go on. Check us out.
I have an event.
Oh, yes, you do? Okay.
I have an event. So, Thursday night, 9 p.m., GRG will be hosting on our Discord server a town hall. We're going to be discussing the future of GRG, what we plan to do in the fall, how we plan to go forward, how we're going to shut it down, how I'm going to transfer ownership to Jammer.
Well, then I can shut it down, yes.
But, yeah, so one of our big goals is how to increase our PS4 community. We're very committed to growing that side of our group, along with increasing actual events on a weekly basis. So make sure to check our forums. You can get the link to our Discord channel. Jump on in. It's going to be a voice chat. That'll be a short thing. I'm looking for maybe about like 30, 40 minutes of discussion and then an open forum after that. So come join us.
All right, let's get into news. We're going to talk about some releases, including a real big one next week. So without further ado, analyst in Japan has speculated that the PS5, which everybody currently thinks is 2020 or 2021, and that's where they're thinking PS5 and the new Xbox are coming out, possibly even 2022 with some of the real conservative estimates. We have one that has decided next year is the year. That's right. They think the PS5 comes out in 2019. Oh, God. All right. I'm going to put this around the horn before I start in.
No.
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 I agree. I mean,
it's just a rumor. I don't know. I know they're looking at it quickly because PS4 Pro isn't as good as the Xbox X, and they want to get the jump on the next Xbox. But 2019, I don't think that's happening.
They would have teased it at E3.
I think you're right. I mean, because what are they going to do? They're going to, unless we hear something at maybe Paris Game Show, what is that, next month, I think? Or is that Tokyo next month? One's in September, one's in October. PS usually has, Sony has big presence there. So maybe, just maybe we hear an announcement there. I don't see it.
You guys can call BS on this, but I thought the PS4 was still outside selling Xbox 3-2. Isn't it something like that?
Overseas, I think the margin's much closer in North America.
Okay. Maybe it's 1-1 here and 3-2 in the rest of the world.
Yeah, and really these days Switch is doing better than both. So the margin is much wider outside of North America than it is inside North America, which is not unusual, especially when you're talking about Japan. Sony's always been the strong seller there. Nintendo as well. Mm-hmm. Microsoft still hasn't gotten quite that foothold in there, although I think they're getting a little better. And let's face it, when we're talking about numbers, they're all outselling their predecessor.
Yes, that's the big thing. Yep. So I just don't think that it's time. And again, all the stuff talking about is processor orders and things like that. And there's nothing that really indicates that they're ready to launch anything next year. There's just nothing there yet.
No, I think that's way too soon. I mean, you're just asking for hardware to go to shit if we're moving that quickly. And Sony's, you know, I could see maybe Microsoft pushing it a little bit because they are basically getting to more PC structure anyway in their hardware software configuration. Sony is not in that point. Sony has their own stuff. They aren't merging with the Windows architecture and ecosystem. They are running their own thing still, and they're still using different style of hardware. So I don't think we need to spend any more time on that. Let's face it. We have a consensus. No. Getting over to the other side, Xbox All Access.
So, you know me, I always do the behind the scenes stuff. So, you know, we pause sometimes between these segments, and Lala says, let's just blow through like the PS5 stuff because we have all this great Destiny talk coming up. And then, of course, John, just like the end of the show where we tell him to hurry on up, he just spends 10 minutes going about PS5.
Does it piss you off?
Don't piss me off.
Does it bother you? Does it annoy you? Does it annoy anybody, especially the red guy over here?
I'm not the tomato meter dude that told you to speed up through it.
And now you know why I do it.
Are we still recording? Yes. Sorry, I forgot.
If I can raise his blood pressure, my day is complete. All right. All right.
So I get stressed out during the day.
No, you don't. Anyway, Xbox All Access, it has been made official. The Microsoft program through Dell Financial Services and the Microsoft Store. You have to get these at the Microsoft Store. You can get an Xbox One S or an Xbox One X, plus Game Pass for 2 years, plus Xbox Live for 2 years. And let's see, I think it's like $25.99 a month or something like that for the One S, and $34.99 a month.
Yep.
For the One X, and we did the math, and you're probably saving about 120 or so over the course
on the S,
it's like about closer to 200. I think on the X, it's more like about around $100.
You're not saving. You're not saving anything if you're not interested in Game Pass.
Well, that's true, but remember, you still get the Microsoft. You get all the Microsoft first party stuff on day one.
Yeah, every time I look at that Game Pass list, and I'm like, either I own the game, or .
And remember, you end up having to buy the game anyway if it's something you can't finish inside that window when it's in and then it's out. You don't get it forever.
Right, but the first party stuff isn't in and out. That just stays. From my understanding, first Microsoft's first party stuff stays. And I think that's really its best value. You know, you get stuff like Forza Horizon 4 and Sea of Thieves and Halo Master Chief Collection got added to that, you know, and you'll get Halo Infinity and you'll get all that stuff, you know,
or I could buy Forza Horizon 4 for $60.
Well, yeah. But
I think it's to get people in that are like the entry level, you know, college kid that can't afford it. They can afford $35 a month, I think.
Well, a lot of them,
they really can't afford $35 a month either, but yeah.
But you know, it's to get the newcomers. It's to get people to come over, basically. People that don't have an Xbox. It's not going to work for our group necessarily, unless they're going to get a second one for their kids or something. It's not a bad deal. I mean, you save a little bit of money off of retail. Now, granted, you can find the stuff like Game Pass and Live for less, but if you're not that savvy,
and you can find an X for like $460 instead of the $500, and now you're $20 more, through that. So it's okay. I think really the thing is, if you don't have anything and you need to get into a system, and this is a way to do it for zero interest, maybe that makes sense. But as an accountant, I say no.
There you go. Oh, final word.
I think it's good for the initial, for the entry level, for the soccer moms trying to get their kids a console, that kind of stuff. I think it works. You know, the less savvy, you know, let's face it. When you're talking about people who are cruising the gaming sites and stuff, they know how to find the deals and stuff. Soccer mom doesn't necessarily. So, or, you know, non-tech savvy dad doesn't.
Your method of trying to defend this thing is still...
No, I think it's just a good option. I'm not defending or deriding anything. I think it's just a good option to expand the base. So DayZ is coming to Xbox, and this is a I'm done with you. DayZ is coming to Xbox on the 29th. Is this early access for DayZ?
Yes, on the Xbox.
That's what I thought. Early,
so it'll be like what, $30 probably.
Yeah.
Nobody still knows the price.
Well, that's an estimation. Yeah, we don't actually have a price yet.
I'm guessing.
That. Which I don't even think it's really out of early access for Steam, but
no, it's not.
And that's been what, 3 years? But interesting survival game. I've tried it. It's okay. It could be rough at times. I'm wondering if this is going to be a rough launch like PUBG was
for early access. I saw some gameplay on this, two different things. At first it looked like it ran pretty smooth, like a lot smoother than like PUBG. Like it definitely looked like you can move around, you can see stuff.
Animated flip cards run smoother than PUBG.
But then there was like the weird things, like so the guy ran into another person looting a house, and he's literally like right on top of the other guy, has his gun pointed at the guy's chest, fires a whole magazine's worth of ammo into the guy's chest, and doesn't kill him, doesn't even hit him. I mean, there's just no way. All you saw was the guy's chest on this guy's screen. There's no way you could miss him. And so you saw shit like that. Then I was watching, the zombies are kind of dumb and sparse, so it's not like it's something you would run across more. I think if they were a little bit more active, a little smarter, it might be interesting. I think the other thing that turned me off is there's no circle that condenses people, so you're going to be out wandering around doing what? I don't know what you kind of do besides like look for food and drinks so you don't die.
Well, it's survival. It's a survival style game. So it's not necessarily battle royale. It's more the survival genre, like an Ark or a Conan. Although
I was going to say it's more like Conan.
Yeah, a little more like Conan. But yeah, it's got that survival aspect rather than the battle royale.
You wake up in a beach. You have nothing, then you'd go get stuff. You need water immediately. You're thirsty, like right on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could die. You could go not find water and die in the first 10 minutes of the game.
And you often do. Will. You often do. So in that same realm, a new early access survival game is coming to PC. It's been all over Twitch. Scum. Where you've been transported. You're a prisoner from a Supermax, and you have been dropped on an island, survival style. You have to scrounge, forage, whatever. You have to defend yourself. You have to attack. The thing that I found really interesting on this, there are events that happen around the map. So there's like a team deathmatch event, or free-for-all style events, those kind of events happen. They're adding more of those things. This is early access, going to be $20 on Steam. Comes out tomorrow, the 29th. One of the other interesting things, there's a lot better loot, but you have these zombie-like things coming at you, and then you have these big robots, these mechs, trying to kill you at the same time, too, to try to keep you from just camping and taking out players. Really, really interesting mechanic. One I think I'm going to get tomorrow. It's really, it looks pretty cool. It's got a lot of potential there. Early access, $20 on Steam. So it'll be another interesting one. A lot of people are already saying it's more polished than DayZ.
Or PUBG.
Well, PC PUBG I think is a lot better. It's just Xbox PUBG, still a little rough.
Talk about a selling point for GRG.
Yeah, you talking like the pee and poop mechanics on that game or what? Oh, yeah, you can.
You get the, instead of teabagging, you can piss on your dead person you just took out.
Yep. You can pee on them. You can crap on them. It's interesting.
Classy.
Yeah, why not? We're all about classy. Cyberpunk 2077, a 48-minute gameplay demo, came out Monday. Really interesting look. I did see it was on an i7. The demo was with a 1080 Ti. Looks gorgeous. Really interesting game. It's good looking. It's got a lot of, you know, it's definitely got some GTA like Deus Ex like kind of like a throw together of those kind of styles in there.
I say it's like Deus Ex, Ghost in a Shell. It's got a really cool, futuristic, cool feel, and I liked it. It's all first person stuff, but it definitely has that, you know, all integrated, you know, heads up display kind of cool stuff.
And an interesting mechanic.
I liked what I saw.
An interesting mechanic where you shoot yourself with like a steroid or something that puts you in like almost a bullet time, that bullet time mode where everything starts slowing down and you can fire at the enemy and stuff. I found that really interesting.
What was that, Max Payne? You guys remember Max Payne?
Yes.
That was the first game that did that. That was slow first down bullet time. So you could just go.
What was that John Woo game? Remember the John Woo one? It was like the hell was the name of that game? But it was like John Woo style.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, and I can't remember what it is. If you do remember, email us at reapercast@grimreapergamers.com. How was that?
That was great. That was great.
I thought the driving mechanic was kind of interesting. Story mechanics were really cool. And good God, the game is gorgeous. And it's a developer with a good track record, CD Projekt Red.
Hold on. You guys are all talking about how good this game is, and no one mentioned boobies? Seriously?
Yeah.
You got this far without the boobies?
Well, I got through most of Scum without the pee and shit. I mean, come on. I've been showing restraint today.
First thing I was all about Cyberpunk. I was like, holy shit, there's boobies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, good God. A huge, protracted scene of boobie on an unconscious chick.
Almost corpse, right? She's almost dead.
Yeah, almost dead. In fact, might about flatlined at one point if I saw that correctly.
Right, they stimmed her, right?
Yep.
So now this title will be on PC and consoles as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to eventually make its way to consoles. We don't know how long, but PC tomorrow.
Well,
would this break Valiant's... will you play this Valiant? Will you maybe take a 5-minute break from Destiny to play something else?
Usually there's content drought for Destiny coming up next summer, next spring. So if or when that happens, probably. I mean, that's what I did.
And right now, all they're saying
of Destiny 1, year 2 and year 3, when it got past the next expansion, there was nothing left to do. That's when I played other games.
Well, and I think all they're narrowing down as far as a release for this is the next couple years. They haven't, they aren't even close to a release date yet. In fact, I'm not even sure we're going to see a release date by next E3.
That's why I can't pay attention to stuff like this too much, because until it's locked down to a realistic release date, okay, that's nice, it's pretty.
There were a lot of disclaimers throughout that 48-minute demo, too, that I saw. You know, I mean, I went through various parts of it.
This will not be like this in the final release, right?
This is early. I'm like, good God, this is early. It's fucking gorgeous. So that'll be one we'll have on the radar for the next year or two, depending on how long it takes them to release.
This is great in the agenda here, what you're going to next, because we talk about something that we have no idea when the release date is and how good it looks. Now, Johnny, go ahead to the next one.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. PUBG's full release for Xbox will be next. What is that? Next Tuesday. Or next Tuesday or Wednesday? Yes. Next Tuesday.
It's the 4th.
Yeah, September 4th will be the release for PUBG. Oh, my God. I feel like I have to put a disclaimer on this. I mean, I played it last week. We're not there yet. And they're in the middle of a 3-month initiative to straighten out the PC version right now. Yeah. And yet it's going release. Well,
I have to think that with this release, that there's going to be obviously a patch. There's going to be a patch. There's going to be an update because they're giving you a new map. They're giving you that Sandhawk map, whatever it's called, the smaller map. And then they're going to give you that war mode game mode as well. It's that combination of Battle Royale and TDM. So I gotta think there's gonna be some kind of patch with it, and there has to be performance fixes. Well, there has to be. I can't imagine that there's not. I'd be shocked. But you know what? What do I know?
But again, I come back to, we are in the start of a 3-month initiative on the PC version, where they are trying to fix that version, and that version's been out a year longer than Xbox?
I'm not defending this game. It is a pile of shit.
I know. I'm just saying. And I mean, it is it still has some fun to it, but yes, it is a frustrating little shit of a game.
Yeah.
And the PC version is still far ahead of it. And yet they're working on a big initiative because people are leaving in droves because it's broken. It's not optimized. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. We get upset because, obviously Fortnite's the king right now, but a lot of us aren't into it for whether it's the graphic style, the twitchiness, the building, whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of us prefer the realistic aspect of PUBG. We like the realistic weapons, the 4x scopes, you know, sneaking around buildings and whatnot. We just prefer this game mode style. And if this game could actually work well, we would have, you know, it'd be perfect. It's great for us. This is definitely a GRG style game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating because it's like right there and just runs like absolute crap.
Yeah, but there's still like 4 people a day on every night playing PUBG.
Yeah, well, I mean, it plays pretty decent on my X, but I know like I said earlier, like Beers plays on. I think he's got an earlier Xbox. Sometimes he won't even load in. He'll be in a black screen.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be, you know, we're already like, get to like the lobby area. He'll be in the plane flying. He's still in a black screen and he can't see where we're picking the jump. He's like, just let me know when you guys jump. I'll jump out and try to, you know, land near you guys. So it's frustrating when shit like that happens. Like, how you can't even get the basic, the first 5 minutes of the game, you can't even get working. It's just brutal. Like shit, you walk into rooms and you don't see anything. Then somebody will file you through and like, you didn't pick up this, you know, the scar rifle. It wasn't there when I walked through that room. It was just physically not there. So it's just frustrating. And if it worked, they need to really resolve it. I'm hoping the 4th will have a nice update and at least clean some things up.
Keep hoping.
We'll report back next time in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in two weeks, it'll be like, oh my God, PUBG's amazing.
Or, no, oh my God, it's still playing. Fucking broke.
I'll be playing another title, so I'm not even going to pretend.
Well, I guess we'll fill you in a couple weeks on that one. So, Battlefield 5 pre-orders are reportedly way down. Not good as far as pre-orders. EA effect, is it the Battlefront effect? You know, are people still pissed off at EA over the loot boxes and all that shit? Have they, you know, is this further speaking, or is it just they wanted something, you know, gamers weren't looking for a World War II game hot off the heels of Call of Duty's World War II and Battlefield 1's World War I?
Yeah, I can't figure...
Pre-ordering? Sorry, go ahead.
I can't figure this one out. I've been, like, trying to figure out why the pre-orders are down. I've been watching all these different videos, reading all these different articles for it. I can't get it. The only thing I can think of is with 2 reasons. I think people were a little disappointed with BF1, Battlefield 1, with the release schedule for DLC. And the second thing was the Patrick Sutherland with his tweet or whatever, his message where he told people, hey, you don't like the women characters, don't buy the game. And I think that just pissed people off. I can't fathom why, because there's so many Battlefield fanboys out there that are just like, will buy the game no matter what. That community is very strong into that title. I'm not understanding why they're not continuing to buy it. I just don't.
I'm also wondering if there's actually, it's been a long time of shooters, if there's some shooter fatigue.
The Battlefield players.
Yeah, Battlefield, but Call of Duty is the same thing. That's down too.
But they were saying it's like down 85% from Battlefield. Yeah,
this is a stark number. I don't think the comments about if you don't like women in the game, don't buy it. I don't think that's a big enough segment to make that big a difference on pre-orders. You know, we're talking the deep Reddit crap there. I don't think that's a big enough segment to really cause a problem. I think it's more. I think there's some fatigue for shooters because Battle Royale is the new hotness. I think so. To go to Jammer's point, I think a little fatigue towards EA for some of their practices, I think, has really factored into this, and I think maybe going in, you know, dipping into that world, that historic war, maybe we've had too many titles in a row on that. You know, we had just back to back Battlefield 1, Call of Duty World War II, and now this.
I think you're going to see more of people wait and see. In the era of early access, pre-orders are going to go away. I think that the pre-order stuff is more of a thing of the past. We have people chiming on that all the time, saying, I'm not going to pre-order it. I'll wait for it to come out, and if it sucks, I'm not going to buy it. If it's good, I'll jump in. I think you're going to see that's another spoke on that wheel, I think.
Most people are buying the digital version, so is there really a need to pre-order? It comes down
right
to that.
I don't need it shipped to me, right? The pre-order was because it ships to my house or I can pick it up a week early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a thing anymore.
Or beta incentives or something like that, but you know, there's ways to get around that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of pre-orders, I mean, you know, my pre-order, I think we mentioned this a couple shows ago. My pre-order when I get something digitally is I pre-order it in time to preload. So if they give me like 3 days ahead of time, oh, you can preload now. Order. That's it, you know, ready to go. Let's do it. You know, once I can load it on my system, because you'll still get your pre-order bonuses unless you're banking on getting into a beta. But, you know, as far as your nice little skins or the special gun or whatever, you get all that crap if you buy it 2 hours before or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and has the EA factor affected games like Madden?
Oof.
Because, I mean, if people are pissed off at EA, it should be across the board. Or is it selective titles? Like, I don't get where this is at.
Well,
and it's the same for Call of Duty. I mean, you look at Call of Duty, that's has more pre-orders than Black Ops or Battlefield 5. I mean, and that's following the same gear treadmill as past Call of Duties. I can't.
Well, I think you have two different. I think you have two different cross sections of fans when you're talking about Madden versus Battlefield. I think the one you would want to look at is more Battlefront, and you know you've got a lot more people who play both of those. And I think that loot box thing pissed people off. Madden's thing, I think, when their pre-orders are down, it's more the whole same old. People wait to see if anything significant has changed other than the roster. You know, a little bit different. Little different cross section there, but I guess we'll see if maybe there's a huge uptick right before release. Maybe this is all a moot point, but and then last piece of news before we get to our last news/topic issue. Major games are now showing up on Amazon for pre-order after they've removed the 20% pre-order discount. Yesterday was the final day for 20% off if you pre-order through Amazon on games. And today, Spider-Man PS4.
you're watching it too?
No, I'm not. you got the dang Spider-Man movies in my head. Spider-Man PS4 from Insomniac showed up for pre-order about a week ahead of time. Interesting how that happened after the discounts were gone, and they're anticipating some others will be coming back, if not already, for pre-order. So, looks like the game industry maybe had a little push towards Best Buy and Amazon dropping their discount mm-hmm. programs.
Yeah, because I think it's all of a sudden, Spider-Man, you couldn't find a pre-order for your life of you. And now, whoops, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe I should have saved this for a raid. I think that's a shitty practice myself. You know, I just think, you know, they're being dicks about it. I mean, from all accounts, I don't know what Best Buy was doing, but by all accounts, Amazon was absorbing the discount themselves. It wasn't like Insomniac or Sony or anybody was paying for it. That's just a dick move at that point, if that's true.
It doesn't really make sense to me because people are more and more going to digital. So this was...
Yeah, this was a way to... For these companies to push the disc more often than the digital copy. I mean, you know, they want to keep this into play and keep things going. So, hell, we need to, you know, they're trying to push all that. And now, you know, now they think because it's just normal price, they're going to sell discs. It's dumb.
Yeah. I just don't get that. They're pushing people away from retail sales. Basically, they're pushing people to move on to digital through PlayStation and Xbox Store. That was the catch to get you to still buy a retail copy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this could be the death knell for disc.
Well, that's already done.
Well, it's still not quite the majority yet, but it's getting a lot closer. And I think this will push it further.
Yep, collector's edition only. That's what they're going to sell. It's going to be, you can buy the disc in a hard case, the you know, all the bells and whistles, cool, some type of physical stuff, but that's going to be $120. Or you can buy the digital copy for $60.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed.
Or get a code for the digital copy and get all the crap in a box.
Right.
Crap in a box?
Crap in a box. Nice.
Is that in Scum?
Scum. It's in Scum.
I hear crap it's coming later. It's in development.
DLC. You get a box of crap.
Box of shit DLC. I want a shit slinger. I want a damn
speaking of which,
sling shitter.
I have a box for you, Johnny. What's your address?
My address? Great. Is it going to come lit on fire? Which brings us to our last piece of news, which is also a topic, you know, because we're going to spend a hell of a lot of time on this one. Destiny Forsaken DLC coming out next week. What is that, the 7th?
It is. I'm sorry, next Tuesday, which is the 4th.
Oh, it is the 4th. Okay, it's the 4th. Spider-Man's the 7th. Spider-Man's the 7th.
Yeah. Spider-Man's the 7th?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I just want to thank everybody for having me on tonight. It's been a great night. And I'm just going to sign out.
You'll log back in to give us the Twitter here in a little bit, won't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Well, but, I should better just mute the mics so that way I don't anger the Destiny fans with my responses.
Well, this is the segment that we brought Valiant on for. This is the segment that him and Jack will pretty much run here. So Jammer and I get to take a break. Destiny Forsaken DLC, the next big expansion. Year 2, if I recall, for Destiny. Mm-hmm. That's what they're phrasing it, year 2. Annual passes, whatever, you know. It's Activision. There's always got to be money somewhere involved in there. But tons of money. You know what? We're gonna take this one to the experts. Jack, Valiant, you guys are the bigger Destiny players here than Jammer and I. So, Valiant, why don't you take this baby away?
All right, it's a couple of cool things. Download happened today, so we know that the major content actually dropped today. We're just locked out from playing it till next Tuesday.
And this is the first time, if I can interject, this is not the first time they've done this. They did this with Destiny 1 before the major expansions as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's 30 gigabytes right now. So that took like forever. I think it took an hour and a half for me. And again, I don't know if it really took that long, but it certainly seemed that long today. And I kind of played around with it before we got on here. But the weapon slot changes really brought it back to the Destiny 1 kind of scenario where you get your shotguns and your snipers and all that stuff and your secondary slot. You got primary ammo, you've got secondary ammo, and you've got heavy ammo. You know, all those are the terms we used in Destiny 1. That's all back.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I did notice that VidDoc trailer today. I noticed a special weapon. and I'm very excited for this, because LMGs are returning. Oh, we lost Johnny. He quit.
See, the whole show is just you two now.
Okay, yeah. No, so the LMGs are coming back. So I'm looking at running again, a main assault rifle, whether it's a scout or AR, sniper, and LMG. I'm very excited.
Well, you could run a shotgun in a primary slot. You could run a sniper in your secondary slot and your heavy machine gun in your heavy slot. I mean, that would be sick. Run around just shotgun, sniper, and heavy machine gun. It would just tear stuff up. I haven't tried it, but I mean, that's an option. And the shotgun uses primary ammo. It's never been that good before.
Yeah, I don't use shotguns, so I don't know.
You don't use shotties. I think they're kind of cool. Especially the Perfect Paradox. That's going to be the weapon that I think a lot of people are going to run around their primary slot, you know, in Crucible. Imagine you start off with a shotgun. You got a shotgun with at least two rounds in it.
You know, I noticed for this Crucible, we have the two new modes coming through, the Breakthrough and Gambit. Both seem pretty interesting to me. I was looking at Breakthrough, and that's the I guess the competitive playlist with the two teams of four. It's I guess it's kind of like there's a mid cap point. Both teams got to try to cap whoever caps it. The second, you know, that team becomes the attacker, and the team that doesn't cap the main cap point becomes a defender. So it becomes an attack, capture defend game. And I guess that's gonna be a competitive list.
That's gonna be in a competitive list, and you know I don't play over there because I suck. So it's pretty brutal over there. Skill based matchmaking is still down, from my understanding. So, you know, we go in there. We played a Crucible match. Gosh, was it last night? Two nights ago, and it's 100 kills. There were two, super sweaty guys, if you will, or trials type players, had 80 kills between the two of them out of 100 that we played against. So yeah, that kind of sucks in Crucible right now, and I think I don't think they're fixing that anytime soon. So the guys that are great love that. The guys that are kind of like me, not so much. The Gambit mode, that one does look really, really cool. So really what that is you're fighting against enemies. It's PvE, but there's two teams. It's your team and another team. You're both fighting against enemies, and you get to certain points where you can send a player over to the other side and basically steal their shit. And by doing so, your team kind of gets ahead. So it's just kind of like you're not playing against each other directly. You're playing indirectly, and then you can steal their shit. I think that looks freaking insane.
Yeah, this one, it's going to be open this weekend, right? So you have Gambit available this weekend to play. This reminds me very much of Monday Night Combat from the old Xbox, that one arcade game.
The MOBA, the arena, the arena style game. That was a good one.
So basically you're stuck in, like, each team is in their own arena, and they got to kill enemies in there, collect these, like, these motes, I guess motes of light or whatever they are.
A little pyramid triangle-y things that you put into a machine.
So that at certain, you can hold up to like 15, and when you get to 25 and 50, that's when you can go and attack the enemy side. At 75, you can spawn the big bad boss, and then when you whoever kills their big bad boss first wins the match. This looks interesting. I definitely can't wait to play this one out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I suspect we're going to play the shit out of that this weekend. So I think that it'll be a fun, like, GRG thing. And I think that the people I've been talking to, that of everything that's coming out, you know, the story, the you know who dies and all that stuff, Gambit's the thing that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I talk about it all the time.
This story, I still don't believe that's a thing. I remember when we were watching trailers for Destiny 2, they were talking about losing your power and get involved with that nonsense. I think we lost our power for like all of like 3 seconds. We finished a level without power and then went to the next level. Oh, here's your light back again, Guardian. It's now you can regain powers again. So I can't imagine, like, the biggest spoiler that they could have from the game they release right away. Oh my god, you know, K6 dies. And I can't believe they tell you that right at the beginning. They don't hide it at all. Why would you? I mean, it's the number one character in game. Everybody likes this character. He's the best NPC, hands down. Besides for Nathan Fillion not being able to, you know, fulfill his contract or maybe pick up and, you know, work on the Destiny anymore. Why would they announce that player's death? And not, I don't know. I just don't believe that's true. So I think they're kind of like roping you in on this. Even when they say they're not, I don't believe it. We'll see.
Yeah, they could be playing rope-a-dope on it and totally have us. They totally could have us. Who knows?
I'm more worried there about a recast than any, that's the thing that concerns me. I don't think, like they did when they got rid of Peter Dinklage and brought in Nolan North for the Ghost. I'm worried they're going to do that with Cade, and that's that's what bothers me. And I think that's going to, I mean, the ghost was a little hokey.
All the stuff, they're not revoicing any of the stuff that he did previously. So, on a strike, when he does his voiceover for various strikes, and that's all staying.
That's so good. But I still think even a recast going forward without a switch, without, you know, taking out like they did before, that was enough of a debacle. I think this would be a disaster with the fans. Yeah. Nathan Fillion is huge in geek culture.
Absolutely.
I think this would be horrible if they do. Like I said, that's what I'm worried about. I don't know that that's going to be the case. That's what I worry about.
I think that all the lore people say the same thing. All the lore nerds, they say, if you're going to kill him, he better be permanently dead, and you make a good story around it.
There's lore.
So if Lawless, what's that?
There's lore.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's you know.
As
press
a rumor,
the LT yeah. left trigger.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you take easily the most favorite character, the best thing, the only humor in the game, and you're going to remove it. Besides for Lord Shax, everybody else is so dull and just boring. It's really going to hurt the game. It's going to, I think, just damage PvE going forward. I don't think they can replace that character.
Yeah, they need to find some way to fix it, but it gets people to buy the game, and they'll deal with that problem later, I assume. Yep. You know, okay, what are we going to do with the power vacuum? Because we don't have a speaker anymore, and we're down one on the Vanguard. Well, my opinion is kill the whole freaking Vanguard and start over. Make the next person a president or some shit.
Yeah. Or interesting.
Or interesting, right? So, well, I'm kind of skipping around on some of the things we said here, but one of Lala's favorite things is saying that everything's a reskin. It's my opinion that we are finally having new enemies.
Sorry, and that was actually a Valiant's comment, not the movie that I'm watching.
I don't know if Lala thinks otherwise, because they are technically fallen. But if you look at any of the gameplay or any of the stuff, these guys are way different. They're not fallen that we know. These guys are different characters. They act different. Some of them, you know, their crit spot is it like the one of them is a chain with a lantern at the end of it, like that swings fire. His crit spot's the end of that chain. So I'm saying these guys are different fucking characters.
I hope you're right. It's about time. Positive I believe it, but I hope you're right. year two on the sequel for them to finally do it. The gameplay is fun. My complaint is that there's a few things that they've done that are a little bit lazy in there. You know, the whole, you have to put, you know, everything was a Grimoire card before. It was, you know, it's the lore you have to read and everything. They don't necessarily put everything in front of you. You have to kind of go off the beaten path to get the story. The other thing is that, you know, some of this feels a little cookie cutter in the gaming. It's, and you know, the enemies, the style, some of that. There are a lot of good things about Destiny. I just think there are some things that get a free pass that wouldn't get a free pass from somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Bungie definitely has that free play. They can get away with that. And I don't know if it's warranted. I mean, you look at, like, I think a lot of these enemies, you can definitely see Halo roots in them.
For sure.
And it's just a shame. I hope that this new enemy is something different, something, you know, more fun to play against. It's about time.
Well, I think they need to. I think they really need to there. So, I guess a big question here, and this is a confusing part to me. I want to get to that. You know, what are the expansions? How much are they for year two for everything? Because this is the thing that has just baffled the hell out of me with this whole expansion. It seems like there's about 50 different tiers, and I can't get a grasp on any of them.
Okay, so you're going to be able to play all of year two, everything that comes out, without the expansion pass. Everything that comes out, the expansion pass is no additional playable gameplay, story mode, story content. It's really just special events that you'll be locked out of if you choose not to pay for the expansion pass. From my understanding, that's how it is. So it's not like, you know, DLC like we had with Osiris and Warmind. It's going to be like Solstice of Heroes and Crimson Days and things like that that were special events that were free. But now instead of being free, they're going to be content drops that you're either part of or you're locked out of if you don't choose to pay for the pass. So I think a lot of people I've talked to, it's kind of split 50-50. People that just say, I'm going to pay the 70 and get the all in. And then some people are like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to get the $40 and I'll just play the game and I'll get everything. And I don't really care about the those other special events that are gone here for a week or here for 2 weeks or whatever.
Doesn't that segregate the player base?
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going. The same damn shit they're doing with Call of Duty.
Well, it's if I get some cosmetic shit or I get to play some stuff for a week, the next week you and I are the same. Who cares?
Safe defending that Bungie. There you go.
No,
well, and this isn't even Bungie. This is Activision's bullshit here. Because I mean, because you're seeing it with everything they do. Do you really think this is going to fly in today's age of, you know, Fortnite making billions for a free-to-play game, you know, people balking and flat-out blowing up about loot boxes to the point where I think that is a big factor that Battlefield 5's pre-orders are shit, and it really killed off what was a good game in Battlefront 2. Do you really think this is going to fly in today's gaming environment?
I think that a bunch of people are going to be fine with paying the $40 and they're not going to care about the other thing up until the point in which the thing comes out and then they want to play and they're like, wait a minute, if I want to play this, it's $35. I'm not going to pay $35 for this. So I think it'll work for now. It won't work in December and February when those two things, those two special events happen. Right. So they'll get away with it for a while. But I think long term, I think everybody needs to be looking at the value of the free to play model and saying, wait a minute, Bungie, you've got to find a better way to price this. Some people, like the fanboys, are going to pay for emotes and that kind of shit. Those microtransactions, put them in $10 for this and $15 for that. I think that's going to be a better model for them. Free to play, expensive cosmetics. But that said, they didn't ask me.
No. Yeah, I think where they screwed up with this is now what they're trying to do is follow Fortnite with their Battle Pass plan. Unfortunately, what they're doing, instead of locking just goofy challenges and skins behind the Battle Pass and the $10 thing, they're actually going to hide content behind it. And I think that's where they went wrong, is hiding actual content behind it. So they're going to hide different events and different things to do. I mean, that said, I'll probably break down and get the $70 version. Only need the $40 version, but it is what it is. I'll buy the $70 version.
Okay, well, that's the one I wanted to talk about, because that to me is where I think they're really making a bad mistake. That's where they're losing me in this. Because right now I'm not even interested with how they're handling this. I'm not even interested in the $40 expansion for Forsaken. You know, when I saw that and I saw, okay, $40 for that DLC, plus you don't get any of this other stuff, I'm out.
They lost you an hour in.
Okay, they lost me coming back.
Fair enough. So the other thing that I think Jack would love to talk about is the Queen is coming back.
Absolutely.
There's no question that Marisov is back.
I cannot wait to see her again, and I pledge allegiance to her.
The thing I'm going to tell you, though, she's coming back as a dragon. She's not going to be a hot chick. She's going to be some freaking dragon or some. She's going to be the boss, I think, at the end of the raid.
Once again, Bungie fucking up their game. Beef her is the hot chick, and I will go be. It's going to be tough fighting her. I was a big fan of the Queen in Destiny 1. I had her sniper rifle, the Supremacy, which was at the time the greatest sniper rifle to have. That thing was a beast. And unfortunately, you couldn't infuse it to make it better, because I probably would never use another sniper rifle in the game. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Queen, and the fact that she's probably going to be a bad guy is kind of upsetting. It's just kind of weak, but.
Well, we know where Brother's the main bad guy that's running shit. We just don't know how she relates. We also know the Dreaming City is at the reef, and that is the, you know, where the last raid called Last Wish happens. And the kind of the spoilery stuff that's out there is that she died, but she came back. So it's true that she died, but it's true that she's not currently dead. So it kind of handles that objection that, you know, Oryx killed her.
Is that in the shitter cards or where is that?
Yeah, it's mostly in the shitter cards.
So here's a question about the raid. So you mentioned the raid. Is the raid actually going to be part of the story, or is it going to be on the Price is Right spaceship, the Leviathan?
It's not on the Leviathan anymore, but it's in the Dreaming City. The Dreaming City is the awoken homeworld in the reef.
Yeah, so,
it has to be related.
Yeah, because
I mean, Kallus, I get your point. Kallus was, how is that related? Kallus was a renegade unrelated to the Red Legion. So how does he relate to the story of, you know, the first year of Destiny 2? Great point. But I think you can't say this is unrelated, especially if the final boss is the sister of the guy that we're all after in this expansion.
Yeah, I hope so, because I just felt the Leviathan raids was just like you're on a game show, and it's just like, hey, you know, no whammies. Alex Trebek out there. I don't know.
It sounds like you ran the gauntlet one time.
A few times.
Right? Like that totally feels like a Running Man game show, right? And Leviathan. Yeah. Jump over. You guys get to the platform. Shoot now. I can't go through unless you shoot the thing. Yeah. Definitely feels like the Running Man.
I just felt like it had nothing to do with the game at all. It was just like, we're going to create a raid, and we're going to create an easy way to put just random things in there. There was no story behind it. You didn't feel like you were going to go attack anything. You just showed up on the ship, and at the end, I kind of wanted my consolation prize. I wanted like my new car or something. I don't know. So
I hope it's a valid point. I get what you're saying. The story kind of ties in, but it's a little weird. It's definitely a little weird. I can't defend that. I'm right there with you. Like, I wish it had some semblance of being related to Gaul or Red Legion or something, and it just didn't.
And here's my one thing that I just don't understand why people like this, and that's the random rolls and weapons.
Yeah, I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there.
I just can't understand that. Like, to me, like, okay, so you spend all this time tracking it. Oh, I finally got my Galahorn. Oh, I don't have the God roll on it. Fuck me. And if you're looking for a specific weapon, you should get that specific weapon. I do not like random rolls, and I just don't understand why people do. I just don't understand it at all. To me, I think if you get an item, it should be that item.
I get you there. I think that when you see how it plays out, because I believe it's going to be 10 levels of upgrading the random roll, whatever the roll is, so that's going to be a stats bonus of some kind, and you can elevate that. I think that you're going to be able to re-roll it, but you want to re-roll it early, not late. And so if you can re-roll it early, you get the thing you want, and you're working on the stat you want.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this. This is not a thing I'm a fan of. I don't know.
I hear you. I don't know, but I think it all those people that are loot hunters and they want to be able to get their, you know, better devils with a super fast reload or whatever, now they can get it.
Well, I think this is something that just adds extra grind to the game. An easy way for them to get people to put more time into it.
Well, and it's an easy, right. To your point, it's an easy out as opposed to making a lot of different weapons. They're making the same weapon, but making it harder to get.
You randomize the stat or something, so you may not get. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not. And a lot of people like this. This is something, you know, I'm on the unpopular view on this. a lot of people want random rolls.
Well, and what I see there is on the one side, it's a little different than your standard MMO. When in an MMO, you get, you know, you get this weapon and you get these stats. So it adds a different factor to it. And the other side, I could see if you've been grinding the shit out of it, maybe if, say, Valiant, you've been grinding the hell out of it, you do a hell of a lot better on it than I do, but I get the better roll. I can see what that would piss you off.
Right. It would suck if I spend 20 hours upgrading the shit out of this weapon and you just got a random drop and got the same thing.
Well, I was really, just thinking, I just, if you got 12 hours. Kills and I got like one.
I wind up holding on to my nameless Midnight Uriel's gift and what's the other one? A long clap or slow clap? Slow clap. Mm-hmm. Clap. I'll probably still have those.
But yeah, if my stats are terrible, yours are really good, and I get the better weapon and you get crap. You know, that's a fine line, and maybe one you don't want to necessarily tread on the base.
Yeah, RNGesus is a bitch.
It always has been in that game. One, two, whatever.
Yep.
Couple of patches they did fine, and then they reverted it and became a bitch again.
The one that I'll give a shout out to Zeke, Ezekiel JP, we've been working escalation protocols basically since Warmind dropped, and he was trying to get the Aikilo shotgun. He finally got one to drop, I think, 2 days ago. So we've been working on escalation protocol for months. Finally gets one shotgun. I've got four of them.
Jesus Christ.
I've got all the Aikilo's weapons. It's not like I've done it more than him. I probably have done it a lot less than him. But every time I play with them, it seems like something drops for me, and it doesn't drop for him.
I'll tell you a secret about me and shotguns. They just equal shards. I do not use shotguns. It's not a game style I play with. That's a preference issue, though. It's just...
That Aikilo shotgun is going to be a very popular weapon because that's an energy slot shotgun. So you can have Perfect Paradox and as your primary, that Aikilos is your secondary energy slot. And then you could have, you know, an exotic shotgun in your third, run three freaking shotguns if that's what you want to do.
How many shards are that equal? Because that's how many I would have.
So.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not using a shotgun yet. Well, there you go.
So
it's just not my play style.
So to kind of finalize this discussion on Forsaken, is this what brings back those who have fought? I mean, we're going to have a hardcore group that's going to continue playing because they've been playing the shit out of it, especially lately, last 3 or 4 months. Is this going to bring back those who have said, eh?
I think so. I think there's a few. And the real question is, in the short run, are a shitload of people going to come back? Absolutely. Can they stick? I don't know yet. I mean, they're adding some cool stuff to the game. We talked about random rolls. There's the weapon slot changes. There's new weapons. We have the heavy machine gun coming back. But we still don't know how all of that relates to meta in the Crucible. We don't know how it relates to like the feel of the light grind and the weapon grind. If the grind is too heavy, people are going to leave. If it's too light, too easy, they're going to leave. So the coming back isn't a question. They'll come back. The question, are they going to stick? Are they still going to be playing in December? I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah. See, Johnny was going to come back and put a whole 2 hours into it. Not now.
Jesus. I think the event stuff's going to hurt.
No, only the hardcore Bungie nerds are coming back, and then people will play for a little bit. And then all you hardcore nerds will keep playing it. Bungie fanboys wearing your Bungie underoos.
Do the Bungie underoos have that cod piece that Master Chief had? Or
No, just but if you press the left trigger, it shows a lore tab.
Yeah, if you wear a lore.
You know, you got to read them. You got to read the underwear. Oh, that's what it is.
I don't read. We discussed this in chat today. I'm here to lead, not to read. Where's that queued up? I thought you had it queued up.
You told me no. You bitch.
You listened?
You bitch. Yeah, I did. See what you did?
I think we'll see a resurgence back into Destiny. Well, I think we'll grow. I think we're going to allow new people from this. Because we're going to make a big push on it. So I expect
that you can then scare off by, you know, telling them that they're wrong.
Well, they were wrong. They were wrong, and I think that was everybody agreed with me. But yeah, I don't know. So anyway, I can't wait to play. I'm going to play as my hunter and my hunter only because the other classes are way inferior. And that's that.
All right. All right, so it'll be interesting to see how that all goes in the coming months, especially with Fall's lineup coming up, you know, a month and a half, 2 months afterwards. So, Valiant, really want to thank you for your insight, being our resident show Destiny expert. Really appreciate you being on the show and weighing in and basically carrying that second segment. Made my job a lot easier, so thank you.
Well, I volunteered to carry the segment, and Lala said no.
Yeah. So
you would piss off more people than I do.
No,
That's not possible. Let's not get too far here. But Valiant, I really want to thank you for being on the show.
Jammer talking about Destiny wouldn't piss people off.
You talking about anything pisses people off. All right. So again, Valiant, thank you very much for being on. Really appreciate having you on the show. Hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks for having us having me. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay. Quite a few new members again. Kind of, you know, the Google Foo is strong with GRG. Welcome. Fill your friends list. Don't hesitate to jump in. Get to know us. We aren't that bad. Lalo doesn't bite that hard, we promise. Next show recording on September 11th. And, you know, we'll follow up a little bit on Forsaken, PUBG, and a few other things just to give you a quick preview of the next show. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/GrimReaperGamers. Jammer, hit me with the Twitter.
grgamers.com. Spell out the .dot.
All right. And remember our email address. You love us, you hate us, just write to us. Reapercast@GrimReaperGamers.com. So, guys, thank you very much for being on the show. I thought we had a good, strong segment, especially previewing the new Destiny expansion coming out next week. For Jack, Jammer, Valiant, this is Johnny Hustler saying, stay safe, have a great next couple weeks, and as always, never game alone.